This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview some of the issues likely to be discussed when Missouri lawmakers return to Jefferson City next week.
My goals have always been job creation, a better environment, to people to hire, to people go to work.
We also have a bill that we worked on and filed last year that I'm really very proud of.
The second regular session of the 99th General Assembly will begin at noon on Wednesday, January 3rd, with 34 senators ready to start a new year. In addition, Senator-elect Mike Searpoy of Lee's Summit will be sworn in before the normal opening duties are fulfilled. For eight Missouri senators, 2018 will mark a final year, as they will be unable to run for another Missouri Senate term thanks to term limits. For others, the new year will also mean a return to items they may have been trying to make law for any number of years. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin says for him, economic development remains priority one.
Job creation, a better environment, to people to hire, to people go to work. I think that takes care of a lot of ills, families, and they have a decent income. And that follows with good education. And we have a little issue with higher education funding. Hope we can work something out to try to get those institutions something.
He adds his role is simple. Help the other 33 Missouri senators get their priorities as far as possible between now and the middle of May.
Do what I do to make senators' legislation that's their priorities. Yeah, a priority with me, so I'll be getting a couple of their priorities, all of them, to commit in and see what the committees do with them, and we'll go around again and get some more priorities. It's the same, but it's different.
It can be fairly common for time to be spent bringing back a measure or undoing something that became law the previous year, and 2018 may be no different. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says she wants to bring back her family leave bill from this year.
And we worked with a lot of stakeholders, big businesses and small, students and faculty from SLU Law in St. Louis. And I work with Rep. Tracy McCreary on this bill, Family Medical Leave Act. And we've come up with a great idea and a great plan of how to provide our working families in the state of Missouri with paid leave.
She adds leave would be provided by employers and not paid for by taxpayers. Senator Shoup also says this is only one of several things likely to be repeated in 2018.
The 63,000 or so people that have been cut off from access to prescription drug support through the Missouri Prescription Drug Program, I think the question looms over us. How are we going to make sure people who are eligible for this program, our seniors, are able to afford the medication they need?
After lawmakers gavel in, committee hearings will be the first order of business. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.